This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, get this. Today, former President Trump held a fundraiser in Atlanta, and on his way to the event, he stopped at a local Chick-fil-A. Take a look at this.
Can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken?
After Trump placed the order, the cashier said, we're going to need to see the money first. We heard some things. Look at him.
Heard some things. That's a CNN Circle Fest in a hot tub there. Late night TV, Saturday Night Live, CNN. What's the difference? Honestly. President Trump did go to Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia yesterday, and it was a lot of fun for everyone. He did pick up the tab, and he did have the, you know, he just made another $3.5 billion the other day, you bunch of pea-brained maroons. That's right, I called them pea-brained maroons. What a maroon. Well, happy Thursday to you, and welcome back once again. Been going through all the crime and mayhem that the Democrats are inflicting upon our once beautiful country. We can still save it, but boy, does the Democrat Party have to be stopped before they kill again, quite literally. Wah, wah, wah. So much to get to. We have the new FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the court and Congress is mulling whether they should reauthorize the FISA courts to spy on all of us and cheat on presidential elections and, you know, use the intelligence community and the FBI to corrupt our political processes and Democrat Party stuff. I think they're going to reauthorize it. But there's a funny thing. The members of Congress are exempting themselves from the new FISA court rules. I want to share that with you coming up because somebody really ought to go to the hoosegow. And speaking of which, today is mailbag day. It's mailbag day. And the reason today is mailbag day is because yesterday was mailbag day. But somehow, neither Michael Pierce or I said, hey, today's mailbag day, even though we knew it was mailbag day. But still, we didn't. Because I blame Michael. Michael blames me. And, you know, I usually win that argument. That's the I don't know why, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. So we got mailbag today, too. Also, Joe Biden, great headlines, the Daily Mail. Biden says Vietnam, I assume he means the war in Vietnam, motivated him to stop wars 60 years after he dodged the draft. How Joe Biden used five student deferments, then teenage problems with asthma to avoid joining the millions of Americans who served. And that's Joe Biden, buddy. He said it yesterday. Now, one of the things I learned yesterday is the White House, now they have a website right there on Al Gore's amazing internet, well, with all the internet stuff going on. The White House has a website. And they post transcripts of the president of the United States if he gives a speech or, God forbid, a press conference, which he really doesn't do, things like that. They post the transcript. But the White House, the official White House website, has now taken to noting inaudible while Joe Biden is speaking repeatedly. Inaudible. Now, they've got the White House Communications Agency run by the military with the microphones on the podiums, and there's two. There's a primary and a backup, and they got redundancy and repetition and redundancy. So that's a little redundancy joke because they have redundancy. But and still, the transcript on the White House website says inaudible over and over again because they can't make out what Joe Biden is trying to say. Some are saying that he didn't say Vietnam, that he just said Vrenemren, and which is not an English word, but never mind that. Amazing stuff. Also, the inflation numbers came out yesterday, and they're worse than expected. But the White House and the news media What's the difference? Telling us everything's great. Pay no attention. Really, the higher the inflation, the better it is for you. This is the new storyline. Just amazing stuff. And so no cuts to interest rates for you. Interest rates will stay right where they are because inflation under Bidenomics keeps going up and up. You notice the news media stopped using the word Bidenomics because they don't want to tag him with the state of the economy, which everybody knows is not so great at all. Prices like food prices are up about 20% since Joe Biden took office, but pay no attention to that. Also, the front page lead story, Washington Post today. Inflation likely to delay rate cut. And, you know, if it were Trump, the first word in the headline would be Trump. But I read with great interest the lead story in the Washington Post about inflation being up more than expected and more than they'd like and more than any of us would like. Prices up 3.5% from a year ago, the subheadline says. Data dashes expectations for Fed to rein in interest. They always speak like that. They don't speak like normal people speak. But and I read this, and Biden's name doesn't appear on the whole front page. They go on and on about the economy and all this stuff. And Biden's name doesn't show up. You have to go to the jump on page 10 to find Biden's name. And then, excuse me, page 20. And then when you do find it, he's the hero of the story. It's kind of, it is good to be a Democrat because the Simi Valley fluffers at the Washington Post that pose as journalists, they're a disgrace to the English language. Forget about journalism. It's impossible to be a disgrace to journalism at this point. You know, what are you going to be, Harvey Weinstein? You're going to be Jeffrey Epstein? Those are heroes of the Democrat Party, too. And they all knew for years what was going on, and they all gave them standing ovations, and they couldn't wait to hang out with them because Democrats, they're not on our side. Now, let's get back to President Trump at Chick-fil-A, and then I'll get to Joe Biden and these other crazy things, just nutty Democrat stuff. And Cornel West, he's in the news for the first time ever. Pretty amazing. But let's go to President Trump at Chick-fil-A. It's great stuff. Lots of fun because President Trump, he's in Atlanta, Georgia. He likes to eat, and he likes to eat fast food sometimes. And who doesn't like Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A is delicious and at a reasonable price, but more expensive than it used to be thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats and their awful, terrible economic policies. But President Trump campaigning Georgia in Atlanta, sees a Chick-fil-A, goes in to get some food because he's hungry, sees the place is full of people, and I think overwhelmingly African-American, and he went in and getting food for himself. He says, first he says, I'm going to get shakes for everybody, you know, like chocolate shake. I love a chocolate shake. And chocolate shakes for everybody. And everybody's pleased. Then he starts ordering, chicken sandwiches and stuff, too, for everybody. And then the big joke is, oh, we didn't know if he had the money because he only flies around in his own 757 and goes to skyscrapers with his name on the top and his private country club golf clubs that go from the ocean to the bay in Palm Beach, Florida, the most expensive estate in the United States of America. He probably doesn't have enough money. But this is the propaganda that you get from these hookers that call themselves late night hosts and so on. But let's go to soundbite number one. Soundbite number one is President Trump visits a Chick-fil-A. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. And going to order milkshakes for everybody.
So can I have 30 milkshakes?
30 milkshakes.
And also some chicken. We're going to take care of the customers. Is business good? You're making a lot of money? Everyone's getting rich, right? Thank you very much.
Trump stops at Atlanta Chick-fil-A before fundraiser, and his visit goes viral. USA Today resentfully reports, and Trump visits Atlanta Chick-fil-A, buys customers chicken and shakes, and everybody's having a great time. And some of the stuff, and may be hard to hear because, you know, it's the usual thing. The more advanced our technology gets, the harder it is to hear the audio on anything, and the video gets worse and worse as our technology advances. Half the time you can't hear Joe Biden. He's the president of the United States. Part of it is because he lives in an iron lung and he has COPD or something. But Donald Trump at Chick-fil-A in Atlanta.
So we'll order 30 milkshakes. We'll give them out to the people and we'll take some for ourselves, okay? Good. Thank you very much, everybody. Hello.
This has got a great American franchise, Chick-fil-A.
It is. It's a great franchise. The owner is a great man who is a member of one of my clubs, and he's fantastic. And, yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
The Lord's Chicken.
That's the Lord's Chicken. You're right. It's good chicken, too.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen to how polite it is, how nice it is. It's Atlanta, it's Chick-fil-A, and Democrats don't go to Chick-fil-A because they hate Jesus, and they love after-school Satan Club. It's because they're pro-Hamas and anti-Israel, pro-crime, pro-criminal, anti-police, anti-law and order. The Democrat Party is not a good American party. They're the left. Now, this was my favorite moment at the Chick-fil-A yesterday. President Trump is he's just kind of standing around. He's talking to people, and he's, you know, he's standing tall. He's leaning back. He's having a nice conversation. People are looking at him, just kind of, you know, throwing comments at him and talking back and forth. It's very casual, very relaxed, very nice. And a nice lady, is standing there looking at him, and she says what so many people are thinking. Now, yeah, Joe Biden, of course, is losing a lot. The polls show with African-American voters. And the Democrat Party, the bullwhip plantation party, the party of Jefferson Davis, they assume they have the black vote all locked up. But they don't, and not as much as they used to. And it really is absurd. I mean, if you're African-American, what have Democrats done for you? It's like, what has the Roman Legion done for us? What has the Roman Empire ever done for us? But here's a nice lady, African-American lady, very nice-looking woman. And she's smiling and just looks happy to be there when Trump is there. And she's looking around, checking out the surroundings before she said this.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We're 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a
hug.
I don't care. Very nice lady, and a very nice looking lady. And she says, I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump, we support you. And he says, and he's standing there, and he's like a kind of a big hulking guy. And he waves her over with both arms and says, let me hug you. And she walked over with a big smile and got a big hug from Donald Trump at the Chick-fil-A while standing by for their food. Just great stuff. Wonderful stuff. The Wall Street Journal today, Biden's support slips with black men as Trump makes inroads. And from the Hill, Biden losing support among black voters in swing states. They only care about swing states. That's where they swap wives. That's where the Democrats, they swap their wives and they, you know, pass out tubs of stuff that you don't want to know anything about. So, and CNN lamenting. Why these black voters in key state say they won't vote for Biden. And the news media is doing everything it can to push people and shame people and all that good stuff because, you know, Democrats, they're quite remarkable. Yeah, I've got Joe Biden. We played some of the Joe Biden interview from Univision, or as the Democrats call it, Univision. I've got more that I want to share from that Univision thing. And I just mentioned that. You know, he said because of Vietnam, but nobody can quite understand what he's trying to say. That's why he's so hell-bent on stopping wars. Then he became president, and suddenly there's war everywhere, including on our streets. But in Ukraine and Russia and Israel and Gaza and Yemen and Lebanon and, Sudan, there's war everywhere. Famine, madness, Democrats. I think Sudan is being run by Democrats. Now, do you think? I think it is. I think that's the. And what about Barbecue the Cannibal in Haiti? Notice the news media has just completely dropped that. That story is over. That's done. News media is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. They don't cover the war in Ukraine either. That's a non-war. 600,000 dead. Don't even cover it. like 40 dead in Gaza. They tell you it's 33,000 dead in Gaza. Say it's all children, female children. Everything they tell you is at least partly untrue. Hey, looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief? Let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles, you know, for cushioning and bounce, but G-Defy shoes offer a whole lot more, much, much more. G-Defy goes above and beyond with VersaShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. If you suffer from foot pain, knee pain, back pain, G-Defy's advanced technology may help provide you with the relief that you deserve. I got a pair. They sent me a pair, and quite honestly, they're great. Went out hiking with my best girl over the weekend, did about 5 miles, hiked down to Georgetown, the Potomac River. Great stuff. And at the end of the day, my arches felt better than they did at the beginning of the day. G-Defy shoes offer two free support orthotics that you can insert as well to help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, just always on the go, G-Defy shoes offer the versatility and comfort that your feet crave, your whole body craves. Say goodbye to discomfort. G-Defy is more than EVA soles. It's your path to unparalleled comfort and pain relief. Visit G-Defy.com today. Experience ultimate comfort, pain relief at G-Defy.com. That's G-D-E-F-Y.com. And use the promo code Chris30, Chris30, to save $30 off your order of $150 or more. Yes, sir. Yeah, I got more Joe Biden coming up. Yeah, Donald Trump. Oh, he also went to the Waffle House. He went to the Waffle House in Atlanta yesterday, too. You'll never guess what he did there.
They closed on Sunday.
It's the Lord's Chicken.
That's the Lord's Chicken. You're right. It's good chicken, too. Yeah.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Yeah, I've got Joe Biden coming up. He said a lot of dumb stuff. He lied that he used to teach law and he used to teach the Second Amendment. And then he lied that the Second Amendment doesn't allow you to have a cannon. And he's been fact-checked on that many times before, because he's used that lie over and over again. But he's a pathological liar, which is, you know, a person who gets caught telling lies in a very public setting. He's a politician, after all. And he's called on. Even the Washington Post gave him a giant gang of Pinocchios or whatever for that fake news that he was spreading. And he did it again with Univision. And he claimed that he taught law, and that's a lie, and I think he should know that he never taught law. Pretty amazing stuff. And also the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, warrantless surveillance tool. Got that coming up because Congress will renew it. There's a fight going on right now, and it's good that there's a fight going on right now. But you'll never believe what Congress did for themselves in this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act moment. And the mailbag. The mailbag is today. The mailbag.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yeah, the news media is all for the government spying on us, particularly because they know that the FBI and the Justice Department and the IRS and the rest are being used by the Democrat Party to assail the political enemies of the Democrat Party, and that they spied on Donald Trump. And they still lie that they didn't spy on Donald Trump. And James Comey, the former FBI director, still denying, oh, no, we don't spy. We investigate. Yeah, you were investigating the political enemies of the Democratic Party and doing it illegally, you scuzz. But big goings-on on Capitol Hill having to do with reauthorizing Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and spying on all of us. So I've got that coming up. And Joe Biden, because Vietnam, and remember when he taught in law school, which he never did, and the Second Amendment bans cannons. You can't have a cannon. Yeah, you can. And his low IQ theater continues. We've got that coming up. But first, I want to get to the mailbag, which I failed to get to yesterday. A faux pas for which Michael Piercy is entirely responsible. He's conceding that now. You know, shrugging. Like, you know. But let's get to the mailbag. Then we get to Joe Biden. From Red X Truth Planet. Red X Truth Planet. That's a great name, don't you think? Very science fiction. Have you spoken to anyone that can get Speaker Johnson to grow a set? Let me think about it. I'm not sure I know of anyone that can create that biological effect. So that's a bit of a tough one right there. But have I spoken to anyone that could get Speaker Johnson to grow a set? And this government, it no longer feels they represent the people and are doing whatever they want. Tyranny. Now, I would agree that we have a government that very, very often looks like they have no interest in representing the people that sent them to Washington. We have the permanent, entrenched bureaucracy in Washington that has been corrupted in myriad ways. And that does go from our Congress, it goes from the White House and the Oval Office, the president, and the national security apparatus, which has been stolen and corrupted by the left in this country, with the likes of Barack Obama mentored by Frank Marshall Davis of the Communist Party when Barack Obama was a teenager, and then Barack Obama, a Saul Alinsky acolyte, radical leftist, anti-American, anti-capitalist, revolutionary radical, and Barack Obama is a descendant of Saul Alinsky, as is Hillary Clinton, by the way. And Barack Obama, with his communist Saul Alinsky background, chose John Brennan, who voted for the Communist Party candidate Gus Hall for the presidency of the United States. Barack Obama chose Penitentiary Face to be the CIA director, and Penitentiary Face Brennan was one of the corrupt intelligence officials that put out that felonious 51 letter lying to the American people about Hunter Biden's laptop having all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. They continue the lie, too. They stick with the lie because they're sick liars. My mother would slap them. My mother would slap them. She would, you know, if they were her kids, because she didn't like liars. Liars she didn't like. And the government often looks like, you know, when you use the IRS, as Barack Obama did against the political enemies of the Democrat Party, patriot groups and Tea Party groups, and the IRS had to pay out millions of dollars in damages, which didn't make good the crimes that they committed. And, of course, no one was held accountable because the Democrat Party has corrupted almost everything. That is to say, the left, because they're not liberals, they're the left. Now, have I spoken to anyone that can get Speaker Johnson to grow a set? Honestly, I have not. I'm not sure how I might be able to accomplish. I still have hope. Let me say this. I'm still holding out hope for Speaker Mike Johnson. I think he's a solid, normal, Christian, American, normal. Did I mention that he's normal? And he does represent kind of the old order of Republicans being polite and playing by the Marcus Queensberry rules, while the Democrats poison your drink, slash your throat, and drop anvils on your head, because that's what the Democrats do politically every day. And then, you know, they, of course, you know, murder and carjack a lot of people too. But I'm still holding out hope. You know, when Kevin McCarthy was Speaker of the House, I I was adamantly opposed to his being Speaker of the House because he does not speak well. And the title of the job is Speaker of the House. I always thought if your job title, your business card says Speaker of the House, you should be able to speak well. And Kevin McCarthy, although reportedly a very nice guy and everybody likes him, to be generous, ineffective as Speaker of the House. And that's quite generous. And he did not speak well. I always said if your job title were Singer of the House, I'd expect that you could sing. And as Speaker of the House, you should be able to speak, and he couldn't. Speaker Johnson at least speaks well. He is very articulate. He's very well spoken. He's calm. He's measured. He's cool. I'd like him to be not, you know, more hysterical, but more pointed, perhaps. And I'd like him to pound the table and speak loudly from time to time, because there's a lot on the line. That is to say, Western civilization, civilization itself is on the line. The left is eating us from the inside. The Islamists and, you know, our lazy, don't pay enough into the common defense. NATO allies, they're not doing a great deal for us these days either. Hey, come deal with Ukraine, would you? And Russia, so that we can throw bonbons in the back of our throats and swill a not-so-fussy Chardonnay. Oh, yeah, I got an idea. Let's put your boys out there. The ones that aren't girls. How about that? Our NATO allies saying. I would like to see him. I'm with you, Red X Truth Planet. Speaker Johnson needs to be more aggressive, not just assertive, but more aggressive. And he needs to fight the fights, and I'd like it if he did it out loud. I think he may be too polite and too old-fashioned for that. And I'm concerned about that. And it does feel like tyranny, and it does feel like they don't represent the people that send them to Washington. That includes the bureaucracy, too, not representing the people. A bigger problem. Michael asks, and thank you, Red X Truth Planet. Great name, too, Red X Truth Planet. Michael asks, should any government employee that uses FISA to spy on we the people be fired, stripped of their pension, all government benefits, and imprisoned to do hard labor? Well, the short answer is yes, because I know what you're talking about here. And it's not, and it's, you know, using FISA. We have audio of President Trump talking about FISA being used against him. And FISA was used against him by the corrupt Democrats and the corrupt permanent bureaucracy illegally to spy on the President of the United States without consequence. Now, it's not like they walked through the Capitol or walked across the lawn on Capitol Hill on January 6th and got 20 years. Enrique Tarrio of the Proud Boys, African-American, Cuban African-American, was in a hotel room in Baltimore on January 6th, and he was given 22 years in prison for not being there. But you can use the intelligence apparatus against the President of the United States because he's in a political party other than your own, and there are no consequences. You can go and lie about spying on the American people on Capitol Hill under oath and skip through life without consequence, as General James Clapper did, lying repeatedly under oath because he's a liar who lied under oath. Now, should any government employee that uses, let me say this, that illegally uses FISA to spy on we the people, be fired? Because sometimes inside the United States, you have Islamists that are keeping in touch with ISIS. Had this lunatic 18-year-old Democrat in Idaho the other day, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, arrested him. He was planning on going to 21 churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and murdering people in the name of ISIS. And if he's talking to people overseas, he's inside the United States, but talking to the bad guys, then you can legitimately use outside of the United States. Then you can legitimately use FISA to spy on that American in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And he's a Democrat, there's no doubt about it. And the Democrats teach people to be pro-Islamist and anti-Israel and anti-American and anti-capitalist and so on. So yeah, any government employee I'd like to see, you know, maybe sentenced to soft labor rather than hard labor, but I'm kind of generous. But any illegal use of FISA ought to be punished in the extreme, I mean, you should get 22 years in prison like Enrique Tarrio did, and he didn't do anything. Just amazing. Now, you may remember President Trump talking about this.
The fact is, we caught Joe Biden, President Obama, the whole group. You can look at Brennan and Comey and Clapper, the whole group. We caught him spying on our campaign. This was an illegal act like no other illegal act. This was treason. This was at the highest level of treason. And Obama and Biden got caught spying on my campaign, using intelligence agencies of the United States government to do it, both before and after the election.
October of 2020 is the date on that. Now, I've got a breaking news story to update you with here. The great Democrat wife killer, waiter killer, O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76 years of cancer. Not clear if this happened on a golf course. It may have. O.J. Simpson, Orenthal James Simpson, dead from cancer at the age of 76 years. And he never found the real killer, which is tragic, don't you think? He, of course, murdered his wife with a big knife. The Democrat Party was all on his side because they love the crime and the criminal.
I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
He's got, whenever OJ tells you he's got a little getting even to do, a tragic life story. In the end, one of the most extraordinary American life stories throughout most of his life until he murdered his ex-wife. And he was a movie star and a comedian, and everybody loved O.J. Simpson, one of the most beloved characters, not just from sports, but he was a character that transcended sports and went to Hollywood and was in entertainment. And man, everybody loved O.J. Simpson. He was everybody's favorite. If you walked into a restaurant anywhere in the country and most of the world, everybody cheered when O.J. Simpson showed up. My brother, my oldest brother, Patrick, no longer with us, became friends of O.J. Simpson. And I've got a picture of my brother Patrick with O.J. Simpson. Kind of a fun photograph of my brother with O.J. Simpson. He's like, oh, O.J. was great. O.J. was fun. Fun all the time. Before he murdered his wife and Ron Goldman. That's big news. I didn't even know he was sick, you know, as I didn't know his wife was sick either. And then suddenly saw what happened there. Just amazing stuff. So O.J. Simpson, at the age of 76, has died of cancer. No announcement ahead of time. Hey, he's not well or anything, but just amazing. Statement put out on the O.J. Simpson X. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, who murdered our mother and that waiter, Ron Goldman. All right, I just added that because they didn't put that in there. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and his grandchildren, but not the mother of his children, because he pretty much decapitated her.
Hope you stay healthy. God bless.
During this time of transition, what do you mean, transition? Is somebody going, did he die or is he having sex change surgery? His family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace, signed the Simpson family. The Simpson family. That's a big news story. That's a big deal. So he died of cancer, surrounded by his children, his grandchildren, but not the mother of his children or the mother, the grandmother of his grandchildren. And boy, that's kind of a big deal, I've got to say. Word about O.J. Simpson's cancer diagnosis first made public in February, when a local outlet reported it, and not the New York Times or the Washington Post, although the details were hazy, as was O.J.'s response to the news at the time. when he denied he was in hospice but didn't address the cancer report. So I got to tell you, he was a great and amazing guy, great and amazing life, until the day that he murdered his wife and Ron Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, and butchered them savagely. And then the trial was, boy, that was the trial of the century. That was the craziest thing. I was working at the Pentagon at the time. I bet about 100 people that he'd be found not guilty. They were $1 bets. I only do $1 bets, generally speaking, but $1 bets. I bet everybody that he'd be found not guilty, because I knew that he'd be found not guilty, because Johnny Cochran, was the lawyer for the moment. That's for sure. You know, Eden Pure is having their famous BOGO deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers. When you buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm, you get one for free. No matter how many thunderstorms you buy, you get an equal number for free. If you buy two, you get two for free. If you buy five, guess what? You're going to get five for free. The thunderstorm will help completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors. I mean, litter boxes and your mother-in-law's cooking and Michael Moore, should he stop by, no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The O3 molecules seek out and destroy odors even behind and underneath furniture, because nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. The time to order is now. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale is for a limited time only, so don't wait. We've got two at home ourselves, and it's plugged in and it's humming right along. With thousands of five-star reviews online, you know it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the home and to give as gifts as well. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code ChrisBogo. That's ChrisBogo for buy one, get one. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ChrisBogo. Yes, sir. All right, more on OJ, and I haven't finished the mailbag yet either. I've got to finish the mailbag. That is coming up. And Joe Biden lying about all kinds of stuff to Univision.
Look, it's the juice. Run, OJ, run.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And I still have two questions from the mailbag to get to as well. Interrupted by OJ. He's interrupted so many people over the years, hasn't he? Yeah, OJ Simpson, dead at 76, apparently prostate cancer, which honestly is a little surprising. You got to be checked early for that. And nobody likes that part. Well, I can't say nobody, but there are a lot of Democrats that do like that part. They'll get in line for that. O.J. Simpson. You know, one of the things that O.J. Simpson did after murdering Nicole Brown with that big knife and slashing that $500 glove and his Bruno Mali shoes with the bloody footprints, and he was so guilty, it was just crazy. And the cut on his hand and the keeping the driver waiting and Kato Kaelin and the thump on the air conditioner outside his window and all that stuff in the hotel room in Chicago. That trial was, you know, tragic that he murdered those two people. But that trial, the low-speed Bronco chase, was the greatest in the middle of the NBA championship and all these amazing sporting events going on. That was such an amazing time. Everybody, the whole country, was glued to the trial. It went on forever and ever. And they inflicted the Kardashians on us. Because the dream team of lawyers, one of the lawyers was Robert Kardashian. Nobody had heard the name Kardashian until the O.J. Simpson murder trial. And ever since then, they won't shut up.
Ah! The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.